click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Al-Hasan bin al-Haytham. The great scientist Al-Hasan bin al-Haytham reached an impasse. As the Fatimi Caliph, Al-Hakim got angry at him because he couldn't build a dam on the Nile at the south of Egypt. And as a result, he hired Ibn al-Haytham in a job that doesn't suit him at the ministry. And this job started to occupy all of the scientist's time. So he couldn't focus on seeking knowledge or coming up with theories. And since Al-Hakim was known for his violence and mood swings, Al-Hasan bin al-Haytham couldn't refuse this job offer.
What? Do you dare to refuse the job that I have assigned to you? Oh, jailer!
At your command, your majesty.
Take him! Throw him in jail!
No! I'm begging you, your majesty. I still have lots of things in engineering, optics, and mathematics that I haven't accomplished yet. Please, I'm begging you, your majesty.
Come on!
No!
Come on!
No! 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 No, no, no! Refuge in Allah from the cursed Satan. I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed Satan. I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed Satan.
Are you okay, Ibn al-Haytham?
Who are you?
I am your neighbor.
I was awake when I heard your scream.
What's keeping you awake this late at night?
I'm used to perform the voluntary night prayer.
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah, I thought that something bad happened to you, that you were attacked by a thief.
Or that you, Allah forbidden, had gone crazy.
I had gone crazy?
Yes.
What would make anybody scream so loudly at night, except for one of these reasons?
I've gone crazy! I've gone crazy!
Thank you, my dear neighbor! Thank you! I want you to tell everyone what you've heard tonight, and tomorrow you'll accompany me to the ministry.
Why is that? They'll think that you are...
Please, I am begging you! Let's keep this request a secret between us! That would be a favor that I would never forget.
As you like, I have to go now. As you know, staying up late is forbidden by the orders of Al-Hakim.
Peace be upon you.
Allah's peace and blessings be upon you.
I've gone crazy. I've gone crazy.
That's great. That's great.
Al-Hasan bin al-Haytham was thinking of an expedient to be pardoned without enraging Al-Hakim. So, what did he do?
Al-Hasan is late today.
That's unusual of him.
That's really odd. Stay away from me. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
What's all of this shouting?
Come, let's go and see.
Stay away from me! Stay away from me! I am not crazy! Stay away! Stay away!
What's the matter, Ibn al-Haytham?
They are accusing me of being insane! Can you imagine?
Who dares to say so?
Me! I don't know what he did!
What I did? I'll show you what I did!
What's going on?
Go down, sir. You'll fall on the ground, and you are an old man who won't bear the fall.
But I also can't bear darkness.
How is what you are going to do related to darkness?
What darkness are you talking about? We're in the middle of the day.
And that's what I'm trying to reach the sun.
The sun?
Yes, I want to scoop some of it with this ladle.
What would you do with a piece of the sun?
Can anyone reach the sun? Have you become insane as well?
See, you two are accusing me of being insane.
It's okay. You are the most sane among all of us.
Tell me, what would you do with this piece of the sun?
I would keep it in this duffel bag and take it home to light the place for me at night. And that's how all my time would be day. I won't need to sleep, since we sleep at night. And I would take it with me when I go out at night. No soldier would object to going out, since I would be at day and not at night.
Won't the duffel bag be burned by this piece of sun?
If you say one more word, I'll accuse you two of being insane.
I'm just playing along with him. My friend, I'm playing along with him.
But are you going to accuse him of being mad? Are you going to report to somebody?
Of course. I'm telling the minister of the ministry about what happened. That's if he hadn't known already.
Al-Hassan ibn Halaytham's claim of being insane was nothing but a clever expedient to fight the onion by Al-Hakim.
Hassan waited for the caliph's reaction.
That's weird.
Of course it is, your majesty. We've lost a great scientist.
What scientist?
Al-Hassan ibn Halaytham, your majesty.
He's a failed scientist. A loser. Have you forgotten his theories of the dam and the Nile? He didn't realize a single letter of it.
I remember that he said it that it's difficult to be implemented at the present time, and that perhaps it would be achieved in another time.
Would I reappear in a different time? Damn! Don't remind me of this matter.
I think that what had happened to Ibn Halaytham was because of work stress. In the end, he is a scientist and not an employee.
I told you not to call him a scientist again.
Pardon me, your majesty.
All right. Since he has become crazy, this means that he's dangerous now. That's why we must isolate him from the people.
Al-Hakim appointed guards at Al-Hassan ibn Halaytham's house. He confiscated his money and secluded him in his house, preventing him from going out. But Al-Hassan ibn Halaytham took advantage of this opportunity to ponder and clear his mind.
What is he doing?
He's being crazy. He's writing on the wall.
His condition is worsened.
Al-Hakim's decision to seclude him in this house was a wise one.
I'm afraid that his condition would get even worse and he starts to attack us.
Why do you think they have given us a weapon?
Obviously to defend ourselves.
I wonder what these strange pictures that he's drawing on the wall are. Perhaps this is the principle of vision.
But this discovery is something more than analyzing the principle of vision. Images can't be transferred from one place to another.
He's even speaking with himself.
Never mind. Our mission is to guard the house and not to watch his dweller.
Al-Hakim is dead. The Caliph is dead. O people of Egypt, Al-Hakim has died. The Caliph has died.
What?
What should we do? We were standing here by the commands of the Caliph. And now,
is what I heard true?
Yes. And now, let's go back to our places.
I can smell freedom.
Al-Hasan ibn Halaytham, time in the seclusion was over by the death of Al-Hakim, who had issued this judgment on him.
There is no use of continuing to claim being mad, ibn Halaytham, since you have gotten your house back.
I don't want it. I'll look for another house.
Al-Hasan ibn Halayth chose a house close to Al-Hasar Mosque, and he lived there for the rest of his life, researching, experimenting, and authoring. He came up with many theories in astronomy, medicine, optics, and engineering. And he remained occupied with knowledge until his death in 430 AH. And Ibn al-Haytham was ahead of his time as his theory of building a dam on the Nile was implemented. But it was at a time when the building techniques allowed it to happen. Also, his theory about light and the reflection of inverted shadows was the principle used to invent the camera. And he always used to
I've always seeked knowledge and truth.
And I believe that in order for me to get closer to Allah,
I've to benefit the humanity with the sciences and knowledge that I've learned.
O Allah, increase my knowledge and benefit me by that which you have taught me, and make what you have taught me of a great benefit to people.